All right. Father God, we just want to thank you. We praise and worship you for who you are, and Lord God, because you are awesome God. And I ask you, Lord God, that you will be with us, and God, may you touch my lips that I may speak your words. And God, I pray, Father God, that you will do incredible things, Father God, Lord, during the hearts and life of people. Hide me behind the cross. Only you be glorified, and only you, Father God, speak, Lord God, to them in their hearts. And Lord God, let this be the word of God, Lord God, that they will remember in their hearts, Lord, to come blessing throughout the week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Amen. What is going to happen on November? Anybody know? No one knows? No one cares? What is going to happen in November? Is that going to be second this year? Anybody know? Yeah. It's going to be an election year. Amen? All right. Very important year. Of every 4 years, we have a general election. That election that talks about, okay, we are voting of the new presidency. Okay? And so, if I talk about politics in a church, I know you guys, eyebrows will go up, and I say like, man, is it, man, we come to hear politics. Did you guys know that when you go to the history of the United States, that the pastors actually preach about politics, not just once a year, but about 3 or 4 times a year? They actually have this thick book just written on about the politics by pastors. And they actually mention the candidate's name on the pulpit, saying that you should vote for this. Now, it's kind of like, according to IRS, illegal for me to say that you should vote for this person. But I can say I'm going to vote for this person. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that they actually did that and saying that this person believed this and this and this according to the Bible. And this person do not believe this and this and this. And this person is unbiblical. And they, pastor, actually recommend, strongly recommend, to vote for someone and not to vote for someone. Until 1959. Because in 1959, IRS got really, well, the political world got really scared of the church, and so they start injecting and saying that, hey, we're going to take away your nonprofit organization tax status if you start talking about to strongly pushing on who to vote for. They shut the zip off the churches for a long time and saying that, oh, it's dirty to talk about politics. Really? I thought Daniel was a prime minister. He's a politician. I thought David was a king. He was a politician. I thought all those people, the godly men of God, were politicians. And I thought Paul said we should pray for the king so we should have a peaceful life. Bible never said don't get involved in politics. Bible said, matter of fact, you have to be involved in area of your life. You guys know, who knows what Great Commission for Matthew chapter 28? Who knows? Can somebody tell me? Lydia, can you tell me? You go to seminary, right? You better know. I got to expose you, man. Okay, come on. Yeah, so he said, go to what? He said, go to what? Go to all the world, end of the earth, right? You know that world? A lot of people think they're going to different geography. That's what they think. But that's not what he actually said. Yeah. He said, it actually said, go to what? To every ethnic group. You know, regional Greek is actually say, go to every ethnic group. So it's not about geographical nation that you're supposed to go to. Yeah, that's included in it. But it's talking about within the United States, we have different ethnic groups. You guys know that we had a youth meeting yesterday, the leaders meeting yesterday. We talked about it. Why do we have a separate youth ministry? Why can't we all come together and have a ministry together? Do you know why? Anybody know why? Well, since you don't know, I'll tell you. Because they speak different language. You guys know that, right? What do you mean, Pastor Hong? They speak English and Korean? Yes, I know. But they have their own language as young people. I bet when they start talking about the social media lingos, half of you guys don't understand what they're saying. Is that right? They have their own ideology. And so that's why we come together. Why do we have a separate children's ministry? Why my wife going downstairs and could not have a main, participate in main service? Why? Because they have their own language, their own culture. And so we have to be what? To understand their culture and, you know, I wouldn't say dumb down, but I'm saying bring down to our level of worship to way the kids can understand. Amen? We have a different ethnic group. Guess who Matthew hang around with? Let's see how much you guys know the Bible. Who did Matthew hang around with the most when he first got saved, when Jesus said, come, follow me? Somebody said it. Who said it? Tax collectors, yes! Was it tax collector good guys or bad guys back then? Still bad guys, right? You guys like IRS? But back then, tax collectors are really bad. Why? Because they work for the Romans. They actually come and what? Steal your money, pretty much. Tax collectors are in the level of prostitute and tax collectors. Yeah. But guess who was Matthew? He was tax collector. And Jesus said, come and follow me. So when he came to Jesus, he invited all his friends, happened to be who? Tax collectors. And he invited Jesus. And he hang around with them. Do you know why? Because Matthew speaks the language of tax collectors. Isn't that right? I'm not saying they're doing a good thing, but he knows how to speak to them. Right? He knows how, hey, when I see someone who went to military, my heart comes out. Why? Because I went to military. I speak their language. I know exactly what they go through. When some kids say, oh, I'm going to basic training, Fort Jackson. That's where I went. I tell them, I say, hey, make sure when you go in there, after the basic training, there's a Burger King and a McDonald's down the street, okay? And I know exactly where to go. And I know exactly where to knock on door for chaplaincy. I speak their language because I went through it. Amen? And Bible said, we need to go to the older world. That's including political world. Amen? That's including political world. If we do not get involved with politics, and if you do not influence a politician, then we're going to have evil politicians that will sway this nation as right now and downgrade this nation into a wrong direction. So that's why today I'm going to talk a little bit about politics. So can you guys bear with me? Amen? And so if you guys cannot bear with me, it's okay. All right? And you could grit your teeth and then you could talk to me afterwards. All right? Amen. All right. So let's talk about, I wanted to go to Bible verse. That's not up there. It's called, it's on Book of Psalm, chapter 11. Verse 3, it says this, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his temple, holy temple, and the Lord's throne is in heaven. Now, what is it saying here? If the foundation of our society that is making it into a right direction is destroyed, the righteous who's depending on that foundation, what can we do? So what is that foundation? Foundation is in Jesus Christ. In that Jesus Christ, what do we have? We have the foundation of the truth of how we ought to live our life. One of the critical things that changed our impact our society was two things that have impact and change our society in the United States. You know what it is? 1973, when Roe versus Wade got overturned, and abortion started to be legalized. 1972, that's when the Hawaii started to do an abortion. And from then on until now, we have killed 64 million babies. That's more babies or more people than Mao, Hitler, Stalin, and all those guys or bad guys have killed throughout the history. And we did that. How? By legalizing it through the hands of politicians. Second, we pushed about 10 years ago or so to redefine our marriage in the law of the land, to legalize homosexual marriage. I'm going to tell you something. Definition of marriage is clearly in the Bible. One man and one woman. And out of that, reproduction comes. And the family foundation of the family comes. I was talking to three young boys that I'm discipling. And I told them, he said, hey, why did Jesus went to the marriage festival and perform his first miracle? When you look at God, he created Adam and Eve. And you know what first institution that he created? Marriage. He married Adam and Eve together and bring them. And that very verse that what God said, he quoted in Ephesians when Paul talking about the family. I want you guys to understand, if you redefine the marriage, we're going to destroy the marriage. And when we start destroying the marriage, and then you know what? Our society will start to be destroyed. And that is what's happening right now. If a foundation is just destroyed, what can the righteous do? Amen? It's so important. It is so important. So, see, those kind of things, yes, we have to talk about it in a church, educate them in the church, but for in the society, we have to also play it in the realm of the politics to make the law of the land and make it biblical and righteous in the sight of the Lord. If you don't do that, our nation will go into a wrong direction, and it's going to the wrong direction right now. Amen? So let's talk about that. So it says this, in Ephesians 5:11 says, those who do not think about sin, evil, help the sin, and evil to prevail. In Ezekiel 3:18 says this, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speaking to one the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. So what does that mean? It means that we have, as a church, had obligation to warn the society and of politics and saying that, hey, we need to go to the right direction. We cannot afford to legalize evil as our law. Amen? So I want to talk about this person, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Anybody know Dietrich Bonhoeffer? Raise your hand. Other than Lydia, because you should know. Right? You do? Yes, ma'am? Okay. Can you tell me who he is? That's right. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a pastor and theologian. When Nazism was arising in 1935, Dietrich Bonhoeffer gathered together our pastors and saying that we need to stop this movement because this is evil. He lost his life for it. Because at the end, he wanted to assassinate. He was participating in the group to assassinate Hitler and fail. So he was hanged and got killed. And that's why he died in 1945. And you might say, did he do the right thing? Absolutely he did. Absolutely he did. But the thing is this. The problem is this. Not many of the pastors had guts enough to participate in to stop the evil of Nazism in Germany. That's why we had World War II. And we as a Christian to obligation to stop those evil in many different ways. You know, I used to go to North Korea. I went there 5 times. So Pastor Hong, how is it like? Very dark. Very, you could feel the evil there. And people, I drive the car at night to find someone, and everything was pitch dark. Why? Because there's no electricity at night. And surprisingly, I saw people walking without even a flashlight because they are so used to the dark, they could actually see it. When I turn on the headlight and go through, there was tons of people walking, and you can't see it without the light, but they were walking throughout the night. People dying, the girls, young people, well, young girls died every month, it used to be, until our team went in there, because in the time of their menstruation, they don't have feminine napkin, so they use the leaves of the trees. Infection set in. Once the infection set in, there's no antibiotic or anything to heal them, so they die. That's the kind of nation. It's evil. And so you're going to say, oh, it's okay. You do your own thing, I do my thing. You know what really gets me when I go to North Korea? I mean, the South Korea? Those young people who say, why should we get unified? Why should we even care about North Korea? That's the attitude they have. Oof. Because I'm a pastor, I cannot punch them, but I really like to. I'm serious. They said, so you are well off, and you are getting harmed, and so you don't really care about your neighbor, huh? And they're supposed to be your own blood. North Korea, they have their last names, Kim, Park, and all those Korean names. I could not believe it, what they have said. So Dietrich Bonhoeffer, 1906, he was born in 1906, and he went up against Nazism. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was the German Lutheran pastor, neo-Orthodox theologian, and anti-Nazi descent, who was the key founding members of the Confessing Church. That's the movement he created. His writing on the Christianity's role in the secular world have become widely influential. His book, 1937 book, The Cost of Discipleship, is described as a modern classic. And in there, he said, hey, you have to follow Christ, even though it might cost your life. And that's the thing that he actually did in there. Now, we as American church are in the same crossroad as Germany was in before the World War II. You guys know that? Our nations are in shambles. In the 4 years of a Biden administration, what happened? Our border got opened up, and everybody's flooding in. Do you know how many nations are coming through that border? It's not Latin America. It's not just Mexico. 120 different nations are going through that. And a lot of them are Middle Easterns and China. I wonder why. They are coming through that border. I pray to God that I am wrong, but somebody is preparing for second 9/11 in this nation if you let those people come in like that. Do you know how many people got killed by illegal aliens? Do you know what is the most death that occurs in the United States today? It's not a suicide. It's not a cancer. It's not those things anymore. You know what that is? People dying by fentanyl. And you know how the fentanyl comes in? Southern border. Through Mexican cartel. Do you know who makes them? China. And China connected to Mexico, handed over to Mexican cartel, and they bring it into the United States and killing our people. So far, people who died of fentanyl, this is twice the number of the soldiers who died in Vietnam. You know why? Because we opened the southern border. When Trump was a presidency, what happened? It was the most tightly guarded border. The Mexico, okay? They had to stay in Mexico. I know for sure because I just went to Mexico. All the pastors said that there's tons of other nations used to come to my church because they had to stay in Mexico. And border was tight. But now everything's opened up. And so do you guys know that 12-year-old girl got raped and killed by illegal alien? 12-year-old. You know that the nurse of a woman who studied at nursing school, she got raped and killed in Georgia. Just the beginning. Do you know there's a young man who was a Mexican cartel infiltrated into Arizona area and decapitate his head? Those kind of things, I hardly hear from media. I wonder why. So we are in the crossroad. So are we going to just look and see and be nice? Or are we going to do something about it? As what? Democratic nation, we could do something about it. Why? Vote the person out who's doing the wrong thing and do the right things for the Lord. Okay, we can do something about the evil things coming election. We have two parties and two candidates. What's the difference between Republican parties and Democratic Party? Anybody know? Oh, my gosh. I wasn't born in the United States. You guys know that? I was born in Korea. Came over here 11. I know more history and politics than you guys. Please! Simply put this way. Republicans believe in small government and more freedom and low tax. Democrats believe in a big, gigantic government and controls everything. To me, when I look at Democrats, they are very similar to communism and socialism. Very much so in that direction. They have tons and tons of programs going through that. Did you guys know, when you look at the history, okay? This is a history, and fact check me, okay? Fact check me. I don't mind, okay? KKK came from Democratic Party. Do you guys know that? Absolutely. Okay? They're talking about how the Republican parties are prejudiced and all that. KKK was created by them. Did you guys know that slavery was created by them? Anti-slavery is created by Republican Party. Fact check me. Who was the first president of the Republican Party? Come on, please know that. Who was the first president of the Republican Party? Abraham Lincoln. So can you guys imagine this? All those things, this was a struggle from the beginning in a lot of ways. Okay? So anti-slavery movement came from the Republican Party. And after the freedom of slave, you know, it's the Republican Party is the one that they accept of black people to come in to the politics. So you check, there is a first senators, first representative, or first black politicians are inside of Republican Party. Check. And they tell me, I was growing up in Virginia, and they tell me, they say like, oh, Republicans are prejudiced and Democrats are not. Nope. Somebody hide their thing. Okay? Trump versus Harris. Okay? So, you know, tell the truth, guys. I hated it. I just didn't like Trump. He looks so mean. You know what I'm saying? And he said so many mean things. I didn't like it until I saw how he run the country for 4 years. The things that he believed in. What happened in 4 years of Trump? We had a great economy. My gosh. I don't want to go to McDonald's anymore. I used to order Happy Meal, but I order a regular meal, cost me $20 and more. Are you kidding me? I'd rather go somewhere else. I could go to a Korean restaurant and I pay for the same price and get some decent Korean food. McDonald's, what happened to McDonald's? Well, they make you pay a McDonald's employees or $20 and more. So what do you think that all that money has to be come from? From us. They have to raise the price. I love Big Mac. I can't eat that thing anymore. Too expensive. I wonder who did that. So you guys, we had a great economy. You know why? Because he cut taxes. Or say, oh, he cut the tax from rich. Yes! Thank God! You need to cut the tax from rich. You know why? Because they're the one who runs the company. Is any poor people runs the company? Absolutely not. It's the rich people who runs the company. So if you cut their tax, they could give us more. See, a lot of people said, oh, you know, what do you say? Capitalism doesn't work. Capitalism is the one that saved the whole world, created a competitiveness. It's a government, communism, and socialism was that destroyed the world and killed more people than anybody else. Fact check me. Seriously. You know why North Korea still survived? I could tell you the story. Because when North Korea, 1993, when the Kim Il-sung died, the first leader died, 3 million people starved to death. You know why? Because they only want handout from the government, and the government have nothing to give them. So 3 million people starved to death. You know how others survived? They call it black market. They start to sell things, trade. They practice capitalism. They used to call it black market. You know, when you go to North Korea, they don't call it black market anymore. You know what they call it? Gray market. Wink. It's not so bad. You know, one side, you know, so it's a great market right now. Because they know without the capitalism, the nation would never have survived. You know how much the doctors get in North Korea per month? $50. That's their salary. You know, one of the doctors who become a refugee and ran away to South Korea, he told me that. And you know what he did? After the clinic hour is over, he went to the gray market and he sell things. You know how much he get by doing that? $1,000 per month. Doctors only get $50. And so he get a lot more money by selling things, by $1,000. I wonder why it's like that. So when Trump, he practiced that. Guys, do you guys know that we have more oil underneath our feet than any other country in the world? Anybody knew that? I live in Louisiana. I used to live in Louisiana. So I knew that because they used to go through all that and they produced the oil from there. Oklahoma, same way. Texas, same way. Alaska, tons of it. We're not just energy sufficient for ourselves. We can be energy dominant. So you know what Trump did? He said, you guys don't mess with Israel. If you do, Saudi, listen to me. If you do, we're going to be energy dominant, and we can have a cheaper gasoline, selling the gasoline than you guys can, and we could make you bankrupt. So don't mess with them. That's what Abraham Kuo is all about. He had a strength behind the whole thing. And he said, and when he did that, and when he started dry out the Iran's money and their fuel, okay, selling of their oil, guess what? They're almost on the verge of bankrupt. They have no money to give money to Hamas to being a terrorist and everything else. So there was no war. Right? I know for a fact, because my friend was, I mean, not my friend, but one of the person that I know was hostage in North Korea. And he got released because without a penny that America have spent because of what Trump have done. Peace through strength. I was in the military. I faced a lot of bad people. You think when you go to North Korea or somebody else, they say, oh, he was nice to me, so I'll be nice to you. You think they will do that? I don't think so. You know what the language that those people know? Don't mess with us because we have bigger bomb than you do. They understand that. They do understand that. You think that's cruel? No. I tell this to some of the Korean young people when I talk to them. I told them, you think Satan loves God so he doesn't mess around with God? Or is it because God is so much more stronger than he is so he doesn't mess around with God? Which one is it? Aha! Now you understand, right? Satan cannot mess around with God. Why? Because God is so much more powerful. He knows what he's going to get when he comes after him. Peace through strength, even in heaven. You guys understand? This is the biblical, a principle that not many Christians understand. You see, our nation was founded in biblical principle, and a lot of the Puritans studied the Bible 5 to 6 hours a day, and they took the principle and gave it to preach it on Sunday, and a lot of the politicians went to church, they write it down, and they implemented it into Constitution. Zuckerman told me that. You understand? Pat Zuckerman told me that. And we lost it. When we lost the compass where it's supposed to go, then who? Evil takes over. And that's what's happening in our nation. And because the righteous people like us, because of Jesus Christ, not doing anything in the realm of politics. Harris, what does she do? Father was a Marxist, a professor. She was radical as you can be. What does she do for 3 years? Open up the border, raising up the tax. You guys know that. Yeah, they didn't raise up really a tax up to a certain point. But did you know this? If you raise up the tax on the government, the business people, then they're going to charge us more so they could reconcile the things that they have lost through tax. Right? So we have inflation. That's why we have a huge inflation going on. You know, young people, listen to me. Minimum wage law is the worst thing you could ever have. You guys know that? When I was working in the high school in Roy Rogers, I didn't work in McDonald's, I worked in Roy Rogers. You guys don't even know what that is. Hawaiian people, man, I tell you, so islanders, man. Okay, I worked in Roy Rogers. When I worked in Roy Rogers, just like McDonald's, I got $3.25 per hour. And I was happy to do it. Yes. And when I got overtime, I got $4. Yeah. But you know what? Even though I was getting that low, you know what I was learning? It wasn't money that I was aiming for. I was learning how to be disciplined. I was learning how to have good work ethic. I was learning how to work. And they taught me all that. That's more valuable than work. And from then on, I could climb the ladder to go to or bigger and better things. Our kids don't know that these days. They're so spoiled. They think that, oh, I deserve $20 an hour. Heck no. That's the reason why we have inflation. You deserve $3 an hour. You started from there, and then you climb up the ladder. Work for James. Let him pick up some nails on the ground or something like that. Maybe he pay you $1 an hour. Then you, from there, you learn how to work. You guys understand? If you don't know how to work in the direction, and so God, you know what God said? This is in the Bible, and this is the whole capitalism was based on. If that person doesn't work, don't let them eat. Whole capitalism based on that. And so don't be lazy and work hard. So when you do that, our nation starts to thrive. Amen? Yeah. You start giving out free things. Like, oh, forgiving debt. Guys, listen to me. I work really hard, pay off my debt, or, you know, went to college. Why should I, my tax dollars, pay somebody else for free? Okay, I'll make it more make sense. Okay. If you guys are in math class, saying that Matt is making A, and Lydia is making C. And the teacher said, you know what? We are equity. We have to be equal to all people. Even though Lydia is making C and Matt, you are making A, I tell you what, why don't you give away your grade to Lydia so she could have a B and you could have a B at the same time. What do you think, Matt? You think you're going to go for that? I know you wouldn't, Matt. And Matt, I know the only person who's going to jump up and down is Lydia. It's like, yeah. Matt, going to say like, no, I earned my grade. Why should I give it away? And if I give it away, that person's not going to know this thing anyway. You guys, you know and I know that. You see North Korea, you see Russia, you see all the half of the East. Now, European nation, you look, go down to South America, you know and I know that communism, socialism doesn't work. And why are we trying to implement to come back to our society, like try to vote in a person like her and Harris? That's my opinion. You don't have to take it, you know? So. All right, so what does the Republican Party and Trump stand for? Strong border. Anti-abortion. This is my biggest thing. Anti-abortion. Peace with strength. No war, telling his admin. Low inflation and better economy and energy dominance. I'd rather for America to take charge of the world than China. Do you guys really want China to take over the world and control it? If you want it, do it. Vote for Harris. I'm just saying. But I look at America. What was the greatest export in America? You know what's the greatest export in America? Anybody know? Still today? Anybody? Missionaries. Gospel. We still the greatest nation that actually export more missionary than any other nation. That's why our nation is still standing. But it's wobbling right now. What about Democrats and Harris? High taxes, Green New Deal. You know how much money it takes to do that? Green New Deal? Trillions of dollars. Pro-abortion. Do you know what kind of pro-abortion they're believing in? All the way up to 9 months. All the way up to 9 months. Fact check me. All the way up to 9 months. Did you guys know? A lot of people think Clinton is a nice person. I said, he's not. I remember the time when I was a pretty young man when he was running for presidency. Did you know? You know what? One of the things that I still remember? Congress and Senate passed anti-partial birth abortion law. You know what that is? Anybody know what that is? If the baby is 6 months and older in the belly, they can't do the normal abortion. So they have to go in, turn the baby around, and let it come out with leg first, and then the doctor has to go in, make an incision in the back of the brain, and put the vacuum tube on there and suck the brains out before it comes out of the womb. So it is legally died inside the womb so it will not be murder instead of you killing it outside. It was going on every day. It's still going on today. You guys know that? But you know what Harris won? They said, let it die outside. There's a babies die outside of the womb every day. Every day. Fact check me. And you know what? I remember there was a debate between Rick Santorum and Barbara boxer of the California. The one is a liberal, one is... And Rick Santorum, who's a conservative, he asked the question. He said, when is a baby's baby? You know what Barbara Boxer said? And this was 20 years ago. She said, when you take the baby home, when you decide to take the baby home, that's the ideology these people have. This abortion stuff, guys, if we keep on doing it, God will not look away and forgive this nation. Oh, by killing 64 million, make enemy rich so they can attack our allies, pro-illegal alien. You guys know that there's a storm going on in the East Coast, right? You guys know that we ran out of money, FEMA ran out of money, right? And there's a probably, most likely, media doesn't say it, but about 1,000 people died and more. You guys know that. Do you know why? Because they use all the money that they're supposed to use for FEMA into illegal aliens. What are we doing to our own nation, to our own people? I'm done, guys. I'm done. I know. You could storm me afterward, okay? So, I'm done. But my conclusion is this. Okay? I'm not telling you to vote for Trump. I'm not telling you to vote for Harris. My whole conclusion is this. Look into your Christian conscience. How can a Christian, by after you studying all this, to consciously be a Democrat, and more than that, a vote for Harris, and knowing that she is pro-abortionist, you know that she can't really do it. She have no record except one thing. She said abortion. Oh, if you vote for Republican, you don't have a freedom of abortion anymore. So vote for me. So that's the only thing she could run by. What an evil. And how can you, as a Christian, able to let your conscience vote for that? I'm just asking. Do you understand what I'm saying? But most important part that I want to tell you is this. You got to do your duty and due diligence to be a citizen of the United States. Amen? And vote. Go out and vote. If you didn't, and if something happened to this country, it's all your fault. Don't complain. Okay? I know I'm cruel, okay? But do you understand what I'm saying? Okay? I love you guys so much. I need to tell you what is the truth. You know, I have a lot of disciples in South Korea who's a leftist, they're liberals. They said, Pastor Hong, I like you so much, except those political views that you have. So I tell them this. I said, as a pastor, what should I tell you? Something that you like to hear or something that you need to hear? Who is a true pastor? Who only tell you what you like to hear or tell you what you need to hear? You understand what I'm saying, guys? I want to be a true pastor and tell you what you need to hear, not what you like to hear. Amen? Amen. Give me your stand. No altar call today, no altar call. I don't think anybody can save through this message today. But hey, seriously, let's pray for our nation. Can we do that? More than anything else. Let's pray that God will once again come into this place and touch us in a powerful way. Amen. Once again, God, stir up the hearts and life of our kids. Lord, stir up the hearts and life of our churches, Lord. May church be arise. Lord, don't let church stay in the back seat and saying that, oh, it's going to all work out. No, it's not going to work out. The World War II happens because the German churches sit on the back seat and it's going to work out. Lord Jesus, help us. Lord Jesus, help us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I am come into your presence right now. And I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch us and you move upon our hearts and our life. And may your spirit will speak to us in this election, Lord God, that's coming up. Lord God, I am not pro-Trump or nor pro-Harris, but I am pro-Bible and pro-God. And Father God, I want to vote and, Lord, stand for the righteousness of the Lord and the things what God is stand for. Lord, I am not a conservative because I like conservative, or Republican because I like Republican. I became conservative and Republican because that's what Bible is close to. Because the principle of God is closest to that area, that party, than a Democrat side. Father God, help me and help us to go after you. To live this life according to your principle. According to what you say in our hearts and our life. God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Thank you.